Jennifer Jolly joins us now. She is syndicated columnist, USA Today, tech and lifestyle she covers, but also techish.com. She's able to explain this technology stuff real easy for us, so easy to understand. Jennifer, can I hit you with a question we've been asked so much over the last 2 days from our listeners, just right out of the gates here? Because this new software everybody's saying they should download on their iPhones in order to be safe and patch that security thing, because it's a super big deal. We keep having people ask, well, what if I don't have enough storage? And every time I go, I might have an older iPad or an older iPhone. It won't let me do it. What do I do then?
That is one of the most frustrating things and biggest sort of problems that we have with our modern day devices. We run out of storage space. So quick fix for that. Head to support.apple.com and use your device to check the storage. So you go to settings in your device. You can go to settings, general, and then device storage. And then you'll see a list of recommendations for optimizing the device storage. And then that's followed by a list of installed apps and the amount of storage that each app uses. So you can offload the app. That's going to free up storage, but keep the documents and data. You can delete the app, which removes the app and everything related to it. And then depending on the app, you might be able to delete some of the documents and data. So very first thing you want to do is back up your current phone. So you have it on a hard drive or you have it in the cloud, but you have another copy of it. And then start ditching all those movies that you watched 3 years ago, all those thousands of photos that can live in another place that don't need to be sucking up your storage. Do that first. And then go through and offload everything that you possibly can.
I've gone through this because I have a newer iPhone but an older iPad, and my iPad is always full and doesn't let me do anything. So I go in there and I've offloaded apps and I've done all the things you say, but then for some reason it's still super packed. You're saying get rid of the photos. That's probably the big one. Where do you put the photos, do you recommend?
Back them up to the cloud, either with an iCloud account, or you can use a Google Photos account. You can use a hard drive. I do both. I like to have a backup of a backup because hard drives do fail sometimes. But you can use any number of backups. I have a little SanDisk that I use all the time, a little thumb drive. Again, you're going to want to take really important things like your photos and videos, your family photos and videos, and just make sure you have those double backed up, once to the cloud and once to a hard storage device.
Okay.
The other thing, Anna, to tell you just about that iPad, look, if your Apple devices are about 3.5 years, 4 years old or older, you might need to replace the battery. You might need to offload everything that's on there and return it to factory settings and pretend like it's a new iPad. There are things that you just might have to do as regular maintenance just to even make it work the way you need it to work again. And that's kind of a big point about the new 13s coming out.
Okay, let's get to that, because I didn't mean to eat up all your time playing Genius Bar for us. But I just,
it's okay. I'm always here for that. I love that.
We don't have too much time, but what excites you about what just came out? Apple made this big announcement. I know you covered it all.
Yes. So what excites me are the Pro and Pro Max video and photo improvements. You know, most of the upgrades are, once again, more evolutionary than revolutionary, but those Pro and Pro Max video and photo improvements, I'm pretty excited about those. Mainly, the fancy pants video tricks of the Pro and Pro Max can give you some Scorsese-like cinematic magic to your photos. The most notable is one that all of us who've ever worked in TV know all too well about. It's called rack focus.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where you can, you see this all the time. The camera focuses on someone for a close-up, then shifts the focus, dun, 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 put something in the background.
It's a great technique.
That's all in, and now that's part of Apple's new cinematic mode. So that puts a few of those same tools in your hands, but on a smartphone that pros use to make commercials and feature films and all these binge watch worthy shows. So that's what's most exciting to me about the potential to upgrade. You'll need to upgrade if that phone of yours is 5 years old or older and you're worried about it running iOS 15, or you really want it to run iOS 15, which is the next upgraded operating system, then you'll either have to to upgrade now, or just know that you won't get all of the stellar features that iOS 15 comes with, including some of the privacy and security features that we have come to expect from Apple. Mm-hmm.
How's the battery life? Because I would say once a week I get to a point where I'm like, oh no, I'm about to run out of battery, and I wish Apple would just make it just a little stronger so that I could get through my day.
They have made huge, just ginormous improvements in the last 3 to 4 years on battery life. And they're saying expect to get about 1.5 more hours out of the new iPhone 13 mini and 13 Pro, which is really great because those already last well through a full day. But then also 2.5 hours more on the 13 and the 13 Pro Max. And this is compared to last year's models. These are notable upgrades because last year's Pro Max lasts a day and then some. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on how much streaming you're doing, you can easily not have to charge that phone up, you know, for all 10 to 12 hours of your normal work day. And also, if your battery is tending to die, you know, if your phone's only a year old and you're noticing your battery dying just after lunchtime or, you know, afternoon, then make sure that you don't have an app that's eating up like location services running in the background that's draining your battery without you knowing about it. Mm-hmm. And you can do that. You can check all of that in the same place that you can check for storage issues with that.
We got to run here, but we can check all of the new upgrades for Apple and all the stuff because you covered it extensively. Tell us where people can go, Jen, if they want to see your coverage of everything they're offering.
The entire team over at USA Today Tech has pulled out all the stops again for this. So go to usatoday.com/tech for all the latest and greatest, including how to get the new iPhone 13 almost for free.
Oh.
And then you can always stop by my website at techish.com.
Jen, you're awesome. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.